Hashtag delete it, critical race theory dominates big tech. By Breitbart Tech on September 23, 2020. President Trump is waging war on critical race theory, the racist far-left ideology that demonizes white people for their alleged privilege. But while the intolerant doctrine is being eliminated from the federal government and its contractors, it remains dominant inside far-left big tech companies. In hashtag delete it, big tech's battle to erase the Trump movement and steal the election. A book from Breitbart News reporter Alim Bokhari released yesterday. Sources inside Facebook and Google describe how the bigoted ideologies of critical race theory and intersectional studies came to dominate the most powerful technology platforms in the world. One Facebook employee revealed how in a single month, nearly every day featured a new training session focused on people's skin color or gender. From hashtag deleted. Try to imagine what a left-wing version of China's re-education camps would look like, continued my source. The walls are covered with announcements for events that you can join if you have the correct identity. Murals loom overhead, gender-free with paintings of transgender people. And we are USA with a mosaic of women in hijabs. The desks are part of an open floor plan, so these messages are always in your peripheral vision. You can't create a sales pitch, walk to lunch, or use the restroom without a steady stream of propaganda. After the election, the walls were covered in hashtag resist posters, and to this day there are Black Lives Matter posters with the Black Power first. At Google, the presence of critical race theory is even more obvious. Robin DiAngelo, the author of White Fragility, was giving lectures at Google long before the George Floyd riots catapulted her to the center of national attention. At a handout given to employees released via the James Damore lawsuit revealed that Google employees were instructed to avoid rewarding the values of white dominant culture. From hashtag deleted. One astonishing document released through the lawsuit revealed that Google managers who attended inclusive perf training were given a document instructing them to view values like individual achievement and meritocracy as examples of white dominant culture. The handout warned managers about rewarding people when they exhibit values and practices that are part of the dominant culture, and either punishing or failing to reward people when they exhibit values that are outside of the dominant cultural norm. Take a look at the whole list. It'll boggle your mind. Hashtag deleted, big tech's battle to erase the Trump movement and steal the election is currently available from Barnes & Noble and other retailers. It can be purchased in-store or at deletedbook.com.